Hello, it's The Weekend. It's John Gibbons. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Andy Heaton to look at the weekend's action, of course, from a little bit of a Liverpool perspective. And we start, as ever, with the statement performance of the weekend. And honestly, gents, I was going to pick Everton. I was going to give... I was going to give our Blue Brothers their flowers. I really and truly was. But then Newcastle United won 8-0 away at Sheffield United. And what is a man to do? 8-0, 8 different scorers. But the question is, Neil, is this a result, a statement about Newcastle or Sheffield United?
I think it's a statement about Sheffield United. And I think that that's got to be hugely concerning. Now, listen, Leicester went to Southampton one season and scored 9.
Yeah.
And Southampton stayed up. But Southampton already had Premier League pedigree. You know, ultimately, I think what Newcastle were good at last season, and I think what this is an extreme example of, is I think they were good at smelling blood last season. And I think they realised there is a bit of blood in the water with this one against Sheffield United. After they go 1-0 up, I was the tail of the tape of the match was actually, I thought, quite interesting, where until it's after it's 2-0, effectively, the Newcastle's XG on the race chart is less than Sheffield United's. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. How's that? And Sheffield United actually had a couple of good opportunities there just before. So at the point at which Dan Byrne scores... Newcastle's expected goals in the game are 0.52 and Sheffield United's are 0.66. So that's, you know, that's something worth being on top of and pointing out. But ultimately, the other thing that would concern me if I was Sheffield United is Longstaff's a throw-in and then a cross. Dan Burns a corner. Botman's a corner. And if I'm Paul Heckingbottom, and there's one thing I'm thinking, it's that we can't be conceding from set pieces and restarts. Like, there's enough teams who've got enough ways to score against us. The one thing we can't be doing is conceding from set pieces and restarts. And then that's 3-0 at half time. It's all over by the shouting. And ultimately, I would worry and do worry for Sheffield United off the back of this. I feel as though the last two games, even though one of them they only lose by one goal and one of them they lose by 8 goals, I think they've both been equally damaging for them in the way in which it's gone.
Yeah, I wonder, Andy, how much last week has had a psychological effect, because they think they've won that game, and if they, you know, beat Spurs at Spurs, it's a real statement performance, and it's a real statement win. You're looking at that then and thinking, you know, could that kickstart their season? But not just to lose that game, but the manner and way they lost that in, and then I wonder how much, you know, they're still sort of deflated by that. And so when the second goal goes in, you know, like Neil says, they compete at 0-0. They can even compete at 1-0. But when that second one goes in, they just go, oh, here we go again. This is too hard. And it all sort of collapses.